Welcome back to Community Connections. We're going to change the subject again. We're going to change it another couple of times between now and 3 o'clock. This time we've got Una with us. We've had Kayla and Nikki in before, and they're back to tell us a bit about what Una's got coming up. They've got a couple of special things coming up, one including a celebration, a big celebration, which we'll talk about before we go. But the first thing they've got, well, first of all, welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It's not a problem. I can't sit here and talk to myself, and I forgot to introduce you. So not going well today. I've had a bit of a bad run. But anyway, that's my problem. Now, coming up this Friday, you've got a big day. Tell us all about it, please.
Yes. So we have our truth-telling day. This is in partnership with Yuruk Justice Commission. And so we'll have some truth-tellers coming out from Yuruk, coming to Una and creating a space where they'll give a little bit of information about what Yuruk is and what they do. And then also invite our group to have a bit of a group yarning session and share some of their stories and talk about truth telling. And then if individuals feel inspired, they can actually book in to make individual submissions and share their own personal truths in a private space after lunchtime if they'd like to. And so that's happening this Friday on the 18th of October from 10 a.m. So we'll kick things off with that information session and the group yarn, and we'll have some lunch. We do have on the flyer it goes till 3 p.m. and that's just because if you're wanting to book in an individual submission, they'll be available until that time to book in to make that submission.
So when you say a submission, what do you mean by a submission? So, come and talk to you or what?
So the Yuruk Justice Commission is the first formal truth-telling process into historical and ongoing injustices experienced by First Nations peoples in Victoria. So this is a really important bit of work. It's been going on for a couple of years now, and there's only 37 days left to make a submission. And so at the moment, they're taking submissions related to land, sky and waters. And you can also make an education short submission or health short submission. So basically, explaining the ways that colonisation has impacted your connection to those things or your access to those things, or maybe the gaps that you've had in your life because through colonisation and through different policies that have happened historically, and what that's meant for you in your journey and in your own experience.
So are we also talking about the solar generation there as well?
Yes, absolutely. The impacts of that and the ripple effect that that's had, intergenerational trauma, complex family dynamics. Really, if you're thinking this might be something for you, you can even just come just for the information session for the first half an hour section and have a chat to the Yuruk truth tellers. And you don't have to by any means make a submission, but you might just want to know a little bit more about the process and about the work that they're doing, because it is really important work. Like I said, it is their first formal process for truth-telling that we've had and identifying those experiences for First Nations peoples in Victoria. So that's really special work.
So what, when they're not only talking to Una on that day, are they? They're talking around a whole lot of Victoria, I suppose?
Yeah, so they've been going around. They've been doing pop-ups at different organisations and things like that. Like I said, it is kind of coming to the end of making a submission, so we've just over a month left to do that. So they're really trying to make sure that we're capturing anyone who's maybe missed out, or maybe now that they've heard other people share their stories, they've been inspired, or maybe they know more about it now and so they feel more inclined to actually speak their truth and share it. And they're really clear and transparent on privacy and how they're going to share your story, or you have complete control. Like if you don't want to actually publicly share it, if you just want someone to listen to you as well, they can do that.
So are they going to, at the end of this, write a report, do you know? Or what's
yes, so in 2025 they'll be making a report. They've been kind of doing some check-ins and progress updates, but I know in 2025 they'll be making that report on their findings. And they have a really informative website if you're wanting to look more into it, and you can actually see other people's stories that they've chosen to share publicly and how that's gone about. And you can also just make a submission in the comfort of your own home as well, if maybe it's not for you doing it in a group setting.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and be back with more.
Clearer the path.
past is gone. It went by like dusk to dawn. Isn't that the way?
Welcome back to Community Connections. We're talking to Una, and apart from that, they've got a couple of big things coming up, and one is a 15-year celebration. So do you want to tell us a bit about that? That's coming up on Wednesday, the 30th of October. It's an evening one, isn't it? Well, late afternoon, 3:30 to 6:30.
Yeah, so we're available from 3:30 to 6:30, but it's more of a drop-in. You don't have to stay for the full 3 hours. And we're going to have some activities for the kids. We'll have some like reptiles and different games and things like that. But really, we're wanting to touch base with our community, acknowledge how far we've come in those 15 years, but also listen to their feedback about where they want to see us go to in the future and how they want to watch us grow, and identify any gaps that we're missing or goals that they want us to work towards. So a little bit of a community consultation, but family fun, lots of activities. We're going to have wood fire pizza. It's going to be really
good. Sounds good.
So that's on Wednesday, 30th of October. Like I said, from 3:30 to 6:30, but you don't have to stay the whole time. It's just drop in when you can. We'd love to have a chat, just to get to hear your story about like when you started accessing Una, how it's changed in that time, and some changes that you'd love to see as we move forward.
So is it mainly for people that use the activities at Una?
So for our engaged clients or clients who have accessed us over the years, potentially for interested clients that are looking to newly engage, but they do want to be either previously have used the service or looking to use it in the future. So for our families that have identified households, so they have Indigenous children or Indigenous partners, or they themselves are Indigenous.
So how are they going to register for it?
So they can email events@una.org.au and I'll be on the other end of that, and I'll send them a registration form that they can fill out on the computer, or we have printed out copies on site at Una at 1A Badger Creek Road. You can also give me a call on 0487 888 655 as well if you've got any questions. We do have the registration saying it's closing today, but I'm willing to extend it to the end of the week. But we do need everyone registered so we know what kind of pizza you want.
So they've got to get along pretty quick. So that's on Wednesday the 30th of October, 3:30 to 6:30 at 1A Badger Creek. Events at una.org.au. That's events at una.org.au or 0487 888 655. 0487 888 655. And you can even go into a draw for an Una t-shirt.
Well, it's not even a draw. Pretty much everyone's a winner. If they give their feedback on the day, they'll get a little token that they can exchange for an exclusive limited edition 15-year Una t-shirt. So they're pretty cool. We've seen them and we're all very jealous.
And they're going to be a collector's item, aren't they?
They will be. I know for a fact, because just our work shirts alone, we have lots of people asking where they can get them and if they can buy them, and they're our work t-shirts. Yep. So we feel like community are really going to love this one, and it is a very special item. Obviously, it's acknowledging our 15-year. It's not going to come around again.
Absolutely. We'll take another quick break. We'll be back with more.
I have a band of men, and all they do is play for me. They come from miles around to hear them play a melody. Beneath the stars, my 10 guitars will play a song for you. And if you're with the one you love, this is what you do. Oh, dance, dance, dance to my 10 guitars. And very soon you know just where you are. Through the eyes of love you see 1,000 stars. Oh, when you dance, dance, dance to my 10 guitars. Guitars are made for love, my band of men will always say. So give them all a pretty girl and they will start to play. Beneath the stars, my 10 guitars will play a song for you. And if you're with the one you love, this is what to do. Oh, dance, dance, dance to my 10 guitars. And very soon you know just where you are. Through the eyes of love you see 1,000 stars. Oh, when you dance, dance, dance to my 10 guitars.
Well, and of course that was a great Engelbert Humperdinck and 10 guitars. I must, quick reminder, I'll be here on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. I'll be here live, ready to take all your requests. And of course next Wednesday we've got 3 interviews too, but we'll talk about them later on. I'm talking to Una at the moment. You want to tell us about an elder care support coming up?
Yeah, so this is a really exciting program that we have at Una, and it's pretty much just to essentially drop in if you're an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander carer or elder person. You know, we want to be here to support you if you need help accessing any aged care services. It's really, really chill. You just come down, come for a cuppa, or we can make you a coffee, and you just come and have a chat with our staff or other community members. Sometimes they do like puzzles and stuff.
Yeah, so they don't have to they don't have to come and try and make a submission or anything. They can just use as a drop-in, can't they? Come and have a coffee, talk to a few people.
Yeah, just kind of have a chat about, you know, the things that happen when you get older and the different challenges you have, I guess. Yep. But mainly we've also got Megan, who's an elder care support coordinator, to help access aged care services or if there's anything we can help with in that regard. So that's just at 1A Badger Creek Road, and it's on Mondays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Now, is it only open during school terms or is it open sort of 48 weeks a year?
We typically run our programs in line with the school terms.
Yeah.
However, I do know that we'll be also launching this program in our Kilsyth site on the 6th of November. So because that one's starting a bit later in that year, I'm not sure of exact dates, but that could go a little bit into December and things like that. But normally we try to make sure our programs are finished up by end of November, going into busy Christmas time, and then normally they're aligned exactly with school holidays.
So that's every Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And 10 a.m. to 12 p.m, sorry.
What did I say?
2 p.m. It's a long chat. It's a long
I'm gonna go
hour
home.
Chat.
I can't even read. I'm going to go home,
you know? No, you're fine. So, yeah, it's just at our UNA Hillsville office at 1A Badger Creek Road on Mondays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And it's really great. I know the ladies that attend, yeah, they love it.
All right. Look, now, tell me about this song. You've told us, the listeners and myself, about it the last couple of times. So tell me who put it together, and then we're going to play what it's turned out to be.
Finally ready to launch it. It's been a long time coming. So we were lucky enough to work with
Indigenous Outreach Project.
Outreach Project. That's a bit of a tongue twister for me. In a term this year with the youth group kids. And we got to create a song of what we wanted in it.
And so the kids created themselves.
Yeah, so they put, what home means to them, what Hillsville brings to them, just all those types of things that they wanted to talk about in the song, or sing about, I should say. It was a really great opportunity. The kids loved it. They got to record their audio, and then they got to do a really cool music video, which you can search up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It was great. I got involved, and it was...
Yeah, Kayla sings on it. And she sounds amazing.
Yeah. But, it was awesome. And I think the kids loved it. And it was just such a great experience for them. So, yeah, we're really excited and proud to share this
And it
audio.
Actually kind of ties in to our 15-year because we did it originally when we were only 5 years old with a group of participants, which became our youth club program. So that's probably our longest continuing program that we've had. And so to kind of acknowledge this milestone, it was my dream, my wish to get the kids to make a new music video, and we were able to make it happen, and it's incredible. The kids did
Very
such
cute.
A great job. And Kayla.
All right, let's listen to it.
This was prevents the Murray River. This is Wooburong. This is Hillsville. This is Yorta Yorta. They all connect to one river that's called Murray River.
Underneath the big trees at the park, where the rivers flow, leaving their mark.
Koalas play the walk and talk. Bunch of eagle, watching him soar.
Learning on country where hearts full. Listening to elders by keeping it cool.
Walking through bush or riding our bikes. Kangaroos hops, I'll be taking the side.
From negative to positive, that's our way. Make those good choices every day.
Be at school and be your best.
Chasing culture, no time to rest.
Clap your hands, stomp your feet. In our world, every day's a beat. So come on, moms, make a daily choice. It's our power, our voice.
Hills will give echo. In our hearts, joy will flow. Our spirit grow. Hills will give it a go. You know you can believe. Set your stars.
Marooned a den where our dreams are. water gun bite by badger wheel. By nature's way, we have no fear.
Yarrow whispers stories untold. Bear wrong. Strong we hold, strong mind, strong spirit, show respect. No shame, be proud, no regrets.
In life we hurt and feel some pain. If we learn to listen, the more we gain. Get rest, eat healthy as we're here to stay. Looking out for our friends as we play.
Lemon mature, gun freeze blossom. Lawless wombats and some possums. In the slam, the rivers flow. Find ourselves where our spirits grow.
Clap your hands, stomp your feet. In our world, every day's a beat. So come on,
the young people in that, there were some of them are quite young, aren't they?
They are, yeah. So it's all primary school aged children.
But some of them are in the lower, the younger age group.
Yeah, there was. So my daughter she's in grade one, and we've got a couple that are in grade prep. So yeah, they're only teeny tiny. So they did such an amazing job. I'm so proud of them all. It was great.
Oh, I think it's terrific. And you appeared in it as well, singing.
I didn't actually know that I was going to be doing it, and then I kind of got roped in last minute. But, I enjoyed my experience and had a really great time. So, yeah.
So that's what's terrific, because they actually wrote the words towards it and they did a lot of the work towards it themselves, didn't they?
Yeah, we had a planning session and put some words out there, and then we were lucky enough that the Indigenous Projects group was able to bring back the song, and yeah, the kids really embraced it, and they had their own little section that they had to rap and sing, and yeah, it was really cool. It was like we were superstars for the term, so it was great. Yeah, it was awesome.
Did the kids love doing it?
Oh, they loved it.
They had a blast. They were actually a bit sad when it came to an end. Yeah. Because it was pretty much all of our term two sessions for Youth Club, but we're working on this, and so when it finished up, they were like, oh, no, we don't want to see you guys go.
Yeah, just a shout out to the Indigenous Projects. They are awesome. Working with them, they're just so creative and so like spiritual and free in their thinking, and they just let you just do your own thing, and they're awesome to work with. So we appreciate and thank them a lot too.
Terrific. Yeah. Now you want to talk about some careers that are available.
Yeah, so we've also got another exciting course coming up through Siri. It's kind of like a hospitality course that goes for 6 weeks. And it's 2 days a week, starting Monday the 21st of October, so next Monday, I believe, so it's down in Surrey at Lilydale. So, yeah, it's another really exciting thing. You can do things like get your barista skills, learn customer service, front and back of house, food safety, and responsible servicing of alcohol. So we're opening this 3 spots up to people that are aged between 16 and 25. And I think it's a great, little step in the door for a career, or just an opportunity to, have a go.
Especially this time of year, because we're about to go into school holidays. Mm. And so that's exactly when hospitality will be looking for lots of extra help.
So, yeah, you get to...
Anywhere you go, almost, there's signs out the front of plenty of cafes and restaurants, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And it's just good. Yeah. You get to gain, accredited units. Of competency in tourism and cookery, and especially around Hillsville, it's such a tourism town. Just to have your foot in the door early, it could help you down the track if you want to give it a go when you're a bit older. So yeah, it's really exciting.
And you also probably get to work on their food truck.
Maybe
that could be another opportunity as well. We just have to guess.
I would think you would, because they've got that set up ready to go.
I did see that the other day. That looks fantastic. But, yeah, it'll be a really cool opportunity. So we're taking on three spots.
For identified
Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people between 16 and 25. So that's starting on Monday.
And what cost is it for those three?
So those three positions we've got through UNA, so there's no fee for service.
Yep.
If you're accessing the course because it's open to the general public, there is a fee. Those spots for the identified community members, there is not. This is something that they get to do to help hopefully launch them in a really good position where they can get some really good career opportunities afterwards.
Well, and let's be honest, the biggest opportunities for a career at the moment are either in tourism or hospitality, because as I say, anywhere in the country you go, I've been up the country on a few occasions, and every restaurant you walk past wants people, they're looking for people to work.
Yeah, they are.
So it's just a little pathway, I guess. And
so that's
it might not be a cup
Monday,
of tea.
So how are they going to register today? Talk to UNA, or how do they get onto this course?
So I think easiest way would be to contact us, because we've got specific positions allocated for UNA. Mm-hmm. And so if you call us just on our landline 5962 2940, or give us like a bit of a drop-in on site at UNA at 1A Badger Creek Road, then we'll be able to assist you with that and that paperwork to get you hopefully kicked off to start next week.
Sounds like a terrific opportunity. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be back with more. And now we're going to talk about Welcome Baby to the Country. Now, this is for 0 to 5 year olds.
Yeah, this is a little ceremony that we hold at 1A Badger Creek Road. And it essentially, we have a Wurundjeri Woiwurrung elder who will come and do a welcome to country for the little ones. Welcome them to the country that they live on. It's a really great day. You get lunch provided. You receive a little gift bag for the children that are attending the ceremony. It's just a really nice way to be welcome to the country that you're living on.
And they tell you it goes from 10 a.m. to 12. but they tell you you need to be there by 10 or you might miss the start of it.
Yes, so it kicks off with the ceremony at the beginning, and then afterwards people will get their gift bags and they'll have a feed and they can have a bit of a yarn and everything. So the more informal happens after the ceremony, so you do have to make sure you do get there on time so you don't miss out, because unfortunately we have had some people come late before and then miss the ceremony part of it. And so we just want to make sure that doesn't happen. But it is a really beautiful event. I always feel really privileged to get to be a part of such a special memory for our families. And we have a lot of young little Boorais that have just been born, like this year, last year. So very excited. We've already had some registrations coming in, and a lot of them are quite young little bubbas. So very awesome. Exciting.
And they've got about 2 weeks to register, haven't they? 30th of October is the cutoff date?
Yes,
So how are they going to register?
So all you need to do is email events@una.org.au or give Nikki a call on 0487 888 655. So the email again is events@una.org.au and the phone number is 0487 888 655. And that's held on 16th of November this year, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. At 1A Badger Creek Road, Hillsville.
And the little children get everybody gets lunch provided that comes.
Yep.
And it's with a gift bag. But it is for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders or identified children only,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah, so it is a cultural event.
Yep.
They're welcome to have additional guests. So if they want to have extra friends or family members that aren't Indigenous come along, that's totally fine. It's all on the registration form. They just say who's coming along with them.
Yep.
But for the actual child that's going through the ceremony, they do have to identify as Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander.
And that's fair, because that's what UNA's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely,
All right, we'll take one last break and then we're back to wind it up, and we'll give you all the contact details again, so that if you want to go to any of these events, or if something else that we've spoken to about today for UNA, you can contact them and they'll certainly be able to help you.
I love the colourful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air, I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibrations. She's by my
excitations, good vibrations, 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 good v
apart from we've talked about what's coming up Friday and, you know, all the different things, you've also got ongoing programs. We should just run through those so people can see what you offer, because there might be something there that the listeners would like to get involved in.
Yeah, so we run pretty regular programs. As we mentioned, we have our Cup of Yarns. That's on the Mondays. Earth, Heart, Spirit is on Tuesdays. It runs fortnightly, and that's for Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander women in community. And so it's about building health, culture, resilience and strengthening women through a range of holistic activities. So that one's a lot of fun. We have Youth Club, which Kayla and I are going to nick off to right after this. So that's for those amazing superstars you just listened to, with our primary school age young people on Wednesdays in Healesville. And we also run it on Mondays with Kilsyth primary school kids. So down the line.
Yep.
We have our playgroup on Fridays. So that's a great opportunity for parents and caregivers to meet regularly and connect. And this is open to all families. So it operates under reconciliation, and we get amazing turnout for that. Kayla supports it, and we always have heaps of families coming along for that.
We had 18 kids last Friday. So it's awesome, and we have a big range. And we also have, like, Rose from the library come and do story time. We also get lots of people come in and do singing and dancing and make it really fun. So that's open to anyone. You know, if obviously we have Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander families that attend, which is great. Yep. But yeah, that's open to anyone that just wants to come and let their kids run around for a bit.
And it's just up at Vimy Ridge, that one.
What about Tucker Bag? Tell us about that.
So Tucker Bag also runs on a Friday. So it's our food security program, and it's available to anyone in need within our catchment areas. You do have to make a booking, though, and bookings must be made before 5 p.m. on a Thursday.
Yep.
Now, they do have a mobile number that you text through. I actually didn't print out that flyer, but if you go onto our social media, on our Facebook, on our Instagram or on our website, you'll find all those details there.
Now, this next one worries me, deadly young leaders. The deadly bit gets me.
Yeah, so we did touch on this last time. Yep. Deadly for us means awesome. It means cool. It's got the opposite connotation. And so our Deadly Young Leaders program, it happens on a Thursday. And this is for our high school age Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander young people. And they get to participate in physical activities to help improve their health and well-being and develop new skills. And all our programs are formulated to basically be a soft referral point into our other services and supports that we provide, because we are focused on health, but we look at that holistic model of care.
And you do have a service available to assist with the NDIS and elder care programs and all that, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. So NDIS access and support, we have a dedicated worker for that. She's very busy, but she is absolutely lovely. Our elder care support, so that actually links in with the Cup of Yarns program, so that's our lovely Megan. We have AOD supports. We have bringing them home workers.
Hang on, let's go back. What's AOD stands
for? Oh, sorry, alcohol and other drugs.
Right.
So if anyone's needing support with that, we do have dedicated workers in that space. And our bringing them home worker, so she can help look into family history, help with applications for confirmation of Aboriginality for those that have either experienced being stolen generations or their descendants. And so she's a dedicated worker to do that kind of research and assist with that.
Are you finding more and more people that are coming forward wanting to know about the history?
Yeah, we do find that. Yeah. I think different things like Ancestry.com and those kind of newer technologies have helped to reveal some family secrets, I think, for some people, or some family suspicions have been now confirmed through different things like that. And so some more people are coming forward. I think as well, some more people are feeling comfortable to actually share those stories in their families and actually talk about it more openly, which is wonderful to see. And so, yeah, we do see a lot more interest, but also a lot of interest from non-Indigenous peoples wanting just to learn more about the history of Australia and understand it better.
That's fair enough too. Now, for all those programs, you ring 5962 2940.
Yep.
5962 2490. All right, so you've excited us. We want to know more about UNAH, OONAH. How are we going to find out about you?
So if you're interested in any of the events that we've mentioned here today, send us an email to events@unah.org.au. That's events@unah, which is OONAH.org.au. I'm on the other end of that, so I'll be flicking you any kind of registration form or flyer that you want, or if you want to know a bit more information, just send that through and I can get back to you as soon as possible. If you want to join in any of our programs that are youth-focused, we have a youth@unah.org.au email, so it makes it nice and easy.
Yep.
If you want to link in with our services around like mental health or elder care or AOD, those kind of things, then you email intake@una.org.au. And if you want to link in with our clinical, you email medical@una.org.au.
But I guess all the, if they go to UNA,
yes,
then there'll be links to all those,
absolutely,
too, won't they? So
yes,
rather
definitely
than a lot of people won't have written all those down, but
also,
if they go to UNA,
yep,
which
we
is,
do have social media and all those types of things, but if you just have a general inquiry, we can always point you in the right direction. It's just as simple as calling 5962 2940, and yeah, one of our lovely receptionists will answer and help you in any direction that you need some help with.
Yeah, and we'll just have a gander on our website, which is una.org.au.
Yep. So, and I guess if they go in there, they'll be able to find them. So we're fast running out of time. We need to mention again the truth-telling day because it's coming up pretty quick.
Yes.
It's this Friday, the 18th of October.
Yes.
It's between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. It's at UNA at 1A Badger Creek Road, Healesville. But they've got a book in for that, do they? Or
yes, please. So we've got printed out registration forms on site at UNA if you want to just call in and grab one. Otherwise, if you send me an email at that event's email address or give me a call or a message on 0487 888 655, then I can get those forms to you. It's more or less just so we know how much food to cater for.
Sounds good to me. And the other thing too that we need to mention too is your 15-year celebration, because
yes,
that's a terrific time span, 15 years. So that's on Wednesday, the 30th of October, 3:30
yes,
to 6:30,
yep,
down at UNA. But you also want to know who's coming there. Hey, and you might get one of these collector's items, the UNA
hot
T-shirt.
Property. The whole property.
Absolutely.
And on, apart from all that, you get a wood-fire pizza.
Well, that's it. And those pizzas are delicious.
They're
We've
delicious.
Had them at a few of our events. They're absolutely delish.
So how are we going to... Because you want registration for that too, don't
yes,
you?
Please.
So
I sound like a broken record,
no,
but events at una.org.au, or send me a message 0487 888 655. And we also have all of these registration forms printed on site at UNA as well, if it's easier just for you to drop in.
And that one for the 15th year celebration actually closed today, so you don't. So
but
people
extended,
need to do it within a couple of days.
You're going to be sneaky and let a couple more days.
I'll be nice,
yeah,
and I'll let them slide. If you get it to me by Friday, Friday's
we'll
kind of the latest,
yep,
then we can make sure that you're on the list.
All right, look, it's been terrific having you, ladies. We shall talk to you again next year, we hope. I hope that... the truth-telling day on Friday is a terrific success, but also I think 15 years of a community organisation is terrific, and it's certainly well worth celebrating.
Thank you.
And you're going to play your music, the one we played, the Savo, at the 15 years?
Oh, for sure.
Definitely.
For sure.
It'll be on, although I won't be there listening to myself. Thank you so much for having us. Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for the support in the community as well. We love engaging with you all. So have a good Christmas, and we'll speak to you next year.
Yeah, whatever you two do, I hope you have a great Christmas, because we're only talking about 8 weeks away.
I know, it's not long. It's going to go in the blink of the eye, especially with all these events we've got
busy,
going
busy
on.
Yeah, you've got a lot coming up. All right,
thank
ladies,
you.
Unfortunately, I've got to go, but we'll certainly look forward to talking to you early in the new year.
Thank
See
you.
Thanks,
guys.
Bye.